I'm Julian Berger. President Donald Trump signed over 200 executive actions and proclamations in his first day of office, one of them denying birthright citizenship to children of undocumented immigrants, visa holders, and other people without permanent status. Federal agencies within the U.S. government will no longer recognize children of undocumented immigrants, visa holders, and other people without permanent status as U.S. citizens. The executive order will apply to children born in the future and will not impact people with citizenship. Under the 14th Amendment, a person born in the United States is a citizen at birth. Around 150,000 non-citizens live in Mecklenburg County. Immigration attorney Jamila Espinosa says although the order only applies to federal entities, it can have an impact on state and local levels.
What we are going to see is a lot of confusion even within our community at the local level. You have the hospitals and the register of deeds that are going to have to try to figure out how to implement this, and that is not an easy system.
The executive order goes into effect in 30 days and is currently being challenged in federal court. Julian Berger, WFAE News.